Thank you. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was a band by the name of Assemblage 23 from their latest disc, The Addendum. I guess you could call it an EP, you could call it an LP, you could call it whatever the heck you want. That was a new non-remix track from the disc. That was Breath of Ghosts. And before that, you heard Ibelforsen from their double remix disc. That was The Shepherd's Death Line, and that was as done by Negative Format. Before that, you heard Accessory with the Go remix of Secret Culture. I haven't heard of Accessory before, but that's really club-friendly in the non-future pop sort of way, so it gets the DJ Todd seal of approval, kind of like the Krusty brand seal of approval. It goes out to everything. Oh, dear. Anyways, we're going to continue on the show with some stuff that, from bands that I can't say that I've ever played before. I had a couple of comments that I've been playing a little bit too much synth pop, a little bit too much cheesy twirly girl stuff. So we're going to get heavy but funky, sort of dancey at the same time. This is Girls Under Glass with a track called Mind Driver. I am DJ Todd. You are listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Yeah. so doof, um mir dann zu vergehen. Sag mir, welchen Namen soll ich dir geben? Ich brenne in dem Feuer deiner Eitelkeit, gefangen auf dem Weg in die Unendlichkeit. Siehst du das Blut an meiner Hand? Hast du das Leid in mir erkannt? Siehst du den Schmerz in meinem Blick? Warum stößt du mich zurück? Du bringst mich um mit deinem Eisenherz. Du bringst mich um mit deinem Eisenherz. Eine Welt ohne dich ist eine Welt aus Hass und Schmerz. Du bringst mich um mit deinem.
I guess most of you would probably know him from Witten Heppner. They did that Die Flute track, And I know that Heppner's from Wolfsheim, but I don't know anything about Wit, so whatever. That was the extended remix of Eisenhurst. And one of these days I'll figure out what that means. One of these days I'm actually going to sit down and learn German. You know, like, actually spend 2-3 years of my life and learn it properly. Instead of the usual industrial fan sort of kind of know a few words and I can shout really and growl really loud. Which I can do. Anyways, we're going to continue on the show with some indie sort of stuff out of Philadelphia. Though they are signed to Tone Deaf Records, they are still technically indie. This is Cesium-137 with a remake of a track, an old track of theirs. This is an instrumental called Darkest Dream. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
And is your heart black and full of hate?
That was HMB, of course, the Daniel Meyer side project, the sort of EBM electro sort of side project. That was a track called Everything, and if you have a chance, it's out on WT2, otherwise known as Wax Tracks 2 Records. If you have a chance, if you see it, pick it up. It is actually a really good disc, even though I'm playing it just from the hopes of getting some, what is it, Naked Fetish picks or whatever the heck it was I said. Another reminder, come on guys, all you have to do is send me a postcard, a letter, anything, a photocopy of your butt, who cares? Just send something to sort of prove to me that you're really interested, and I'll send you a bunch of stickers in return. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a cover of a movie theme, which I was a little skeptical of, but it sounds really, really good. This is Diary of Dreams with Blade Runner 2001, the director's remix. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.